manifesting the way that's best for you based on your level of consciousness and what you've learned. So when my truth manifests, it may look different for me from when your truth manifests, but it's coming to you in the form that's best for you, because that's the form you let in. Because that's the form that's the easiest for you, is the one you want. So you never have to worry about the appearance or the form of anything if you know the content that you want to experience. Wow. If I want complete peace and joy and happiness and freedom, then any form that comes into my life is going to become a channel for that, because that's what I want. And so all we have to do is realize all of us want to be happy, and all of our fighting is coming about because we're in disagreement upon the way.
Wow.
So instead of focusing on the different ways we've all decided to be happy and then judge each other for doing it, it would be much more powerful, this powerful spiritually, to focus on the idea that all of us want to be happy, fuse our minds toward one goal and watch it manifest, because there's no opposition if we all want the same thing. So we'll be wanting something with no opposition.
Wow.
Nothing could stop it. Could we do that right now? Of course we could do that. Of course we could do that right now. And the fact that we could do it right now proves it must be real. Why don't we do it right now? Well, because I'm afraid to have it right now. And I need to look at that fear. I need to look at my fear of happiness. I need to look at my fear of love. And I need to admit I'm afraid of love. I'm afraid of happiness. I'm afraid of wealth. I'm afraid of health. I'm afraid of relationships. I'm afraid of success. I'm afraid of acceptance. I'm afraid. I feel afraid. And I'm pretending I'm not afraid so that people won't know I'm afraid, because I feel ashamed to even acknowledge how afraid I am. So I finally know where my fear located. I forgive all of you because you never caused it. And I forgive God, because now I see I made my own fear, so God didn't cause it. So now I can turn to you, and now I can turn to God, because you haven't done nothing to me. Then you come to that moment that you see it's you hate. And that's the scariest moment of all. That's the moment when the person's most tempted to commit suicide. It's when they realize that it's themselves that they hate. But that's also the moment that they could have made the choice for a whole new perception of reality. And even if you drop your body, you still continue to exist. So you'll always get a chance to choose once again. And that's why you don't ever have to really, really feel like you've lost anyone that appears to have died. Mm. They didn't die. They just dropped their communication device. Ooh. And we've fallen in love with the radio and forgetting that's the radio signal that's real. So I'm realer than my body. And I'll always be with you, but in various bodies. So if you learn who I really am, you recognize me no matter what body I'm in and no matter what I look like. And that's why sometimes when you meet people, you just know them. You haven't let their body fool you.
Yeah.
You know, just because you go to the store, you don't become the clothes you wear. And if you think you are the clothes you wear, then you're going to freak out the first time you get a snag.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So stop confusing yourself with the body you're wearing. And want to be around people who want you for more than your coat. Yeah. for your body. But if they want you just for your body, make them pay a heavy price. You gotta come up with some cookies, some green, baby. You think you get this body for free? It's gonna cost you your whole freedom. You better be good to you, because I got some rules for you, buddy. You gonna pay for this. That's why the people who didn't love you, we give it to you free. All the limitations was reserved for the people they loved. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I love you. You're getting more limitations than anybody in my life. I love you. So just get somebody with limits in common. No. Thank you. Because most of the time, I don't know what I'm talking about. Just saying it. Of course, then you get to that point, and when you're communicating with spirit, where you just listen, hear, and speak, you don't think first about what you're going to say, because a lie getting ready to come out your mouth. Mm-hmm. As soon as the more you're thinking about what you said, the more dishonest you're being in your expression of yourself. And I know it's too scary to even entertain what I'm talking about, so I'm going away with that now. Just going to be with that for a minute. But when you really in a spontaneous communication with somebody that's real, you'll notice that both of you are speaking from your heart without thinking about what you're going to say before you say it. Mm-hmm. And those are the most satisfying communications you could possibly have with somebody. You feel them all in your, you feel it in your soul when someone communicates with you directly without thinking about what they're going to say, because they feel so safe, they don't feel like they have to think about what
that's
they
what
say or hold back.
That's what I want.
Then people start telling you stuff that freaks you out because they trust you so much, and they don't know that you're freaking out at what you're hearing, and you can't do nothing about it, or they'll start to hide, and you don't want them to hide, so you can't attack them. So you have to let them say the stuff that's freaking you out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like if you're going to stop communicating if I attack you, and you saying something that's freaking me out and I attack you, then you're going to stop talking to me. But I really need to know what you think and what you're doing. So if I don't attack you, you'll know you can trust me, so you'll keep on revealing more and more what you're doing, which might still be freaking me out, but at least I'm not in the dark. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, if you really want to know what a person is like, they got to feel like they're not going to be attacked for what they share with you. So even though what they're sharing with you might be freaking you out, you can deal with that, but you have to deal with it some other way than attack. I'm not saying you don't deal with it, but you got to come up with a solution that's not about attacking them, because if you attack them, they're going to attack back probably, and also they're going to shut down. And they're not going to tell you what they really think and what they feel and what they're really doing, and then you're going to be in the dark, and then they're going to be making decisions that you don't know about, and then they might make a decision to take themselves out of your experience, and because they don't talk to you, you don't even know it, and you wake up one day and they're gone, and you don't even know why. And you'll be going, wait a minute, why did they leave? They didn't feel safe. So you had a potential right now to be in relationships with people that you feel totally safe because nothing is hidden. And then you will admit to each other what you fear, because both of you will want that to be laid aside, so you're not going to pretend you don't feel it. Both of you will look at your problems together, let y'all's right mind look at it correctly, and your right mind's going to say, y'all can come up with any solution y'all want to come up with this issue except attacking each other. Because that would be the only wrong decision. So however else y'all want to deal with it, fine. Just since you're not attacking each other, you made the right choice, and then more cool stuff gonna come to you. So it's easier to be kind to the people that you love.
What a concept.
And also the ones you don't know very well.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So it's easy for us to love each other in this room. Because we look so sweet to each other, don't we?
Yeah.
Because we don't know nothing about each other, right? You want to kind of keep it that way. only date the person you're willing to risk losing. You make that choice. You know, I'm gonna date you, so now I know that I'm gonna risk losing you, because now we're getting ready to do the dance, which means I got a little bit more expectations of you than I do of other people. And so we're going to go into near. So you could have been my friend without no expectations, but it wouldn't have been a whole lot of passion and intimacy and specialness and all that good stuff. For all being, you can get into the intimacy and the passion and the specialness, and your days are numbered. If you don't act right. How many of y'all recognize that? You really making that choice. You're going to say, dang, do I really want to have you around? Do I want that specialness so much that I take a chance on you being temporary? That depends on your body.